Bit early for you, Faye. Any chance I can get it through?
No, sorry. Nothing in or out today. Here, have a leaf there about what we're doing.
Nothing in or out? I need to text my boss. Just hold on.
Yeah, this is a weapons factory sending arms to Israel. Supporting genocide. So we can't allow anything in to support it.
Don't know nothing about that. Just got to drop this load and get home. Here's my boss on the phone now. You alright, Frank? Yeah, I'm already there. You heard about it? Just turn around. Okay, you're the boss. And you know me, that's where my loyalty lies. See you next time, lads.
Good morning, Patrick. Or should I call you Mr. Mayor now?
Good morning, Jimmy. You could say congratulations for a start. Of course, you would ring immediately after my election, given you have such diverse business interests. What can I do for you?
Well, it's more what we loyal friends can do for each other, I think. We have so much in common, you and me. After all, I have seen you having a lovely time in one of my clubs.
Hang on.
Which is why I would like to deepen our friendship, Patrick. I was calling you about one of the newer investments that you got me interested
in. Oh, yes, yes. Really important for local prosperity. These new defence industry developments and central government investment will come...
That's what you said before. And you also said South Yorkshire was building industry to defend our country. You assured me. Well, Patrick, I've had the CEO of the company telling me, and it seems we still have bloody layabouts getting in the way of business. And I tell you, it has to stop. It's screwing me and my co-investors. You're part of the team now, and I expect you, as the person responsible for police, to deal with it.
Is that how it works, do you think, Jimmy? It's not so command and control here. But yeah, the blockades are a nuisance, and a dent in regional development, scaring away investment.
So you'll have to start to have a word, won't you? Don't forget who put you where you are. I hope we understand each other.
How could I forget? Ralph, can you get hold of the Chief Constable for me?
Here are the people who hold all the power. Corruption's getting worse every single hour. Is life really sweetest at the top of the tower? Once at the top, it quickly turns sour.
Sorry, nothing comes in or out during the blockade. You have to stop everything with the arms company. Besides, why are you guys working for this company anyway?
Not to make a living, idiot. I bet him the boss ain't gonna like it one bit. Jean? Jean, there's a blockade. A blockade about arms or something. You know, weapons. I know it doesn't have anything to do with us, but they're not letting us in. No need to shout at me, Jean, I'm just a messenger. Nah, police are useless. Okay. Okay, she wants to talk to you.
Hello? I'm not sure one vehicle turned around will mean your business goes bust. Well, you still can't get it. You should be more careful about who you do business with. And to you, dear.
You do realise we'll lose our jobs because of this, don't you? Maybe you don't effing care.
Jean loses her house and daughter if you do not let them through. But weapons have to be shit.
Is there nothing we can do?
Hey, Ash got rid of them. Well done, everyone. How long do you think we can stay here this morning?
One. Need your breakfast. Got a packet of crisps and, let's see, some chocolate raisins. A bit old, though.
Well, yeah, but I've also got work, and I know Whisper has to relieve a babysitter.
Well, we should have a quick consultation, but we should stay for another hour to at least make them know we are serious.
You sure, Anna? I'm not sure we'll maintain strength for that long. We've been here for 3 hours. I think we need to recognise our success.
Is there success? Have you turned around lorries? Hey, look. Dragon's coming up a bit fast.
Three police vans on the way. Blue lights. Can't be anywhere but here.
Quick, everyone link arms. Coppers are on the way.
You know we will definitely get nicked if we do this.
We have talked about this lots. You knew all the risks, and you agreed on the action in this exact situation.
And you knew that I couldn't get nicked today. Anyway, where do you think getting nicked today will get us?
There's not what we can do about it now. And we certainly cannot have division. We must stick together. I cannot have us even doubt. If you want to abandon this, you best go before the police get here.
By order of the Chief Constable of South Yorkshire, unless you disperse immediately, you'll be arrested under Trade Union Act 1992, Section 241, for blocking a place of work.
There were the coppers only doing their job, breaking bones and lies to earn a few more bob. We must enforce the law, chaos if we did not, okay if it's selected, but who cares about this lot?
Yeah, at last a human. At least I hope so. You sent me a letter about payments for the house? Yes, it's reference YS1948051/JZ. Jean Z, 29th of November 1990. Look, is there no way this can be extended? I've had to liquidate my business, but plenty of people do that, don't they? And they still have their houses. I'll have more work soon. How long can you give me? 2 weeks. 2 weeks! Yes, okay, 2 weeks. Come on, Jean, we've been in a mess before. Fucking social won't take Amelia. No way. I won't let it happen. How is it I'm in this mess? You idiot, Jean. How could I have been so stupid as to take that loan and do everything straight? Fucking protesters did it for me in end. Well, maybe I was about to lose the contract, but those lefty cunts did it for me, no doubt. Who gives a fuck about whatever it was? Israel, arms, genocide, not interested. Well, what has that got to do with us? With me? Okay, get a grip, concentrate. Options. A, get a job. Well, that's not likely. And even if someone would employ me, the money would be crap. B, skim off a relative. I don't know anyone with that sort of money. In fact, I know no one. C, bit of thieving from the Louvre. Seems to be quite easy. But I have to take Amelia with me. Maybe it's an educational trip. D, talking to thieves. Bastards more like. Go back to... No, I cannot give him a call. The thought makes me shiver with cold. If I call Jimmy, it'll mean swimming in shit and a forever stink. He will skin Eugene and Amelia. But where can I get that sort of money in 2 weeks? Do I even have his number? Oh, Jimmy, you fuck. I can feel you reeling me in and I cannot be arsed to fight it. Hey, you, watching and listening. What would you do? Have you never had a secret past that can push its claws through time and grab you, swipe you off the place where you planted your life, where you want to stay? Oh, shit, I can feel it clawing at me. When I first met Jimmy, It was all charm and laughs. Fun, you know. You know, stuff you want as a young girl, especially if you came from my home. But then, you know, when it first started out, I said it was just the one time. Well, we all say that, don't we? Or just one for the road. But what road? Which one am I walking down now? Don't we all want a nice place to stay and bring up our kids? And who's going to bring me that on a plate? Fucking no one. And that's why I left. He said I never would, that I should get rid of it. It! But I fucking did leave, and I swore I was never going back. You know, after I left, I tried working in an office, but there was just so much pouring and clawing that I might as well have been back out there. All these men thinking they're such a catch, and that you wet yourself as soon as they walk in a room. No one helped or wanted to know. Oh yeah, some people claimed they might, but when they saw I wasn't quite what they wanted, they cut me loose. Out of a job and out on the street again. Grifting my way to getting a cleaning business, and now look at me. It's just me and Amelia against the world. Come on, Jimmy, you fuck.
Who's this?
Jimmy. It's Jeannie.
Well, be damned. Jeannie, my beautiful girl. Funny, I just popped some champagne. I was looking for something to celebrate. There you are, on the other end of the phone. How long has it been, eh? 8 years? More? A lovely surprise. What can I do for you?
Oh, it's the charmer. Jimmy, you are no more popping champagne than I've had a hit single. It's 10 years, Jimmy, since you're asking. Good to hear you're looking to enjoy yourself. I'm looking for work, Jimmy.
Really, Jean? Last time we talked, you wished me to stay in a sewer until the earth froze. You would never speak to me again. I am surprised, but times change, needs must. Business is business. I'm a pragmatic man, and you were one of the best, no doubt about that. And loyal, mostly. Tell me, Jeannie, my delicious Jeannie, what brought this on? I mean, you may feel it's not any of my business, but this is a turnaround, and it'd be good to know where we stand.
You shoot from the hip, don't you, Jimmy? All charm, then bang. I'm about to lose my house, Jimmy, and then I might lose Amelia.
Is that her name? What a lovely name. What makes you think I can help?
Oh, don't piss about, Jimmy. You've always got something going on. I am about to lose my house and daughter.
Yeah, I can see you might do anything to avoid that. How old is she now?
I'm not sure I like the tone of those questions, Jimmy. Look, have you got anything for me?
Just teasing, Jean, just teasing. It'll be lovely to have you back, Jean, and as it happens, I might have something for you. Let's meet. How about tomorrow, 11 a.m? Might I say, unusual place?
Fuck, Jimmy.
The gods laugh as it has been the thread of time, and bind us fast to our past. No blade can cut this twine. There's a tremble in the air, a tightening of your spine. Twist your head behind you, a ghost crawls up the line.
Jones, on the basis of evidence submitted by the Crown, and which has not been satisfactorily challenged by your solicitor, that you were planning other illegal activities, and it is clearly unsafe to return you to the community, your bail has been refused. You'll be held on remand until your case comes to court.
The wheels of justice go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels of justice go round and round, all genocide long.
Jeannie, how lovely to see you. I knew you'd be back. My magnetism knows no bounds.
Thanks, Jim. But the only magnetism I can feel is the notes I'll get for doing the work. What you got?
I can promise you, this'll keep you going. I can also loan you something if you like. Not interested? No? Okay. We have some young girls coming over.
Oh, jeez, Jimmy, haven't you got anything else? I left that behind, remember? How young?
What do you care? Never seemed too troubled by it. Mother has softened your belly.
You've got your fingers in all sorts of pies, Jimmy. Surely you've got something else.
And my newest venture is that new arms factory going to boost our local economy thanks to our wonderful mayor. You remember him coming to the club as a novice politician, eh? That was a night of light, by the way. Could work there if you have some fancy welding skills. Might take you a bit more than a couple of weeks to save up the money you need, though. Shall I go on?
How young, Jimmy?
They'll have fanny hair, tits and used Tampax. But remember, you came to me. Now they're coming from the east and they need a bit of babysitting.
What do you mean by babysitting? I'm not farming them out, Jimmy.
And I'm not negotiating job descriptions. But I've always had a soft spot for you. You're good business, Jimmy. Very good. So you need to meet them, escort them to the barracks, feed them. Keep them clean and just make sure they know the rules. You know the soft thing. Seeing as you're downgrading your role here, though, I can only offer you 5kg. For you and, that lovely daughter.
Fuck off, Jim. She's not for sale. When do I start?
A long time, the past vibrates, a definite pitch and sound. Does it shout, or does it sing, as it crawls around?
Please, there you are! Stay where you are! Hands out! Behind your back!
Jamesy, I'm arresting you under Section 1, Modern Slavery Act 2015. You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not mention when questioned something you'll rely later in court. Anything you do say may be given in evidence.
You fuck, Jimmy.
The walls close around you, trap you in your past. What must you do to be free at last?
Company for your Jones. In you go, Zeke.
What the fuck is that noise?
Hi, I'm Anna. Bonk, I think, don't you? They're here giving some support. There are a couple of us here.
Okay, you must royal fuckness. Support? Support for what?
Support for people arrested in the blockading the arms factory in Sheffield. If I tell you I work for them, I'd be banging my head.
Come again, Your Majesty. You're one of the fuckers on the blockades that's been making all news.
Yeah. What of it?
I'll tell you what about it, you most royal fuckwit. My business went down because of this. While you and your worthy mates are pissing about with something that has nothing to do with me. I'm losing a house, losing custody of my daughter, and you sit smug there, fucking bottom bunk. Bet you said you were vegan. Fucking fart fuel. You so much as squeak your ass round here, I'll make sure you won't be farting again for a while.
Hang about. A business does not fail just because of one turnaround. So don't you dare come in here issuing threats to me.
Oh, don't you dare? Well, Queen fucking Anna, what the fuck do you know? How old are you anyway to know anything?
Old enough to know that you don't abandon people to be thrown off their land and occupied.
Oh, how have they anything to do with you? With me?
For God's sake, Jean, they are people. Isn't that enough? For years they've had their land stolen, and it started right here. With betrayal. Care of the British Empire.
Oh, don't start with that history shit. They are there, and I am here. And I still say it has fuck all to do with me.
This is just a question. Where does one life stop? Where does another begin? Why do some stretch out their hands and others tuck them in?
How's your daughter, Jean?
Just stall up the mash, Martha. You might get hurt.
Jimmy sends his love, Jean, and a reminder of who our friends are, and to put on some good glue. How about that lovely shade of orange you use? You might pay the lovely Amelia a visit. Know what I'm saying, sister? Custard with your pie.
Tell him to keep his fucking hands off. I know what I'm about.
Okay. I'm just the messenger.
Won't go and message this, you fuck.
did.
Government wants you silent, so do big time frogs. Anyone you talk to might be someone's spook. Your tail explodes inside you, it has to see the light. How can it exit if your lips are sealed tight?
Where's your lip glue, Jean?
Jesus! Your legs have forgotten roadworks!
Did that happen in a sec?
Okay. Fuck you, Kev. Oh, how is it I'm back here with you? You caused all this!
Come on, Jean. We have done this before. You can blame me all you like, and I won't deny it. It might have been a tipping point, but one solitary contract cannot bring a business down without some serious imbalance elsewhere.
Might have been a tipping point. What do you know about anything? Never done anything in your bloody life, shouldn't wonder.
I know some. Like I said, what's happening in Palestine is a crime. Never mind. We got off to a bad start. I get you blame me, but that's not how it works, and you know that.
Don't tell me what I know. I know that what you do has nothing to do with me. And unless we fight our own corner, you lose it. No one will fight it with you, unless you pay them. Oh, my face aches.
Here, I have some cream. It's vegan though, so you might not want to use it.
Pass it over.
So where's your daughter? What's her name?
Cream don't make us besties. Amelia?
Wow. I bet she was born in 2015. Am I right?
How the fuck? You're not a cop, are you?
Palestine is my passion, but not my only thing, Jean. I know names and years and...
Hey, Palestine is my passion, but not my only thing. You're full of shit, Anna. Anyway, that's a bit random. Or maybe not, you do have a geeky look. Okay, last play. Most popular name in 1990?
For a girl, it is Jessica. For a boy, Michael. Like a birth year. You know, Jean is not even in the top 100. Your mum must have been a big Christian or Jean is someone she loved.
My mum is a black belt in being a fuck up. Leave her out of it.
Our social after Amelia. I know some people at a refuge who can help, maybe?
Oh, how can they help? Once social off their talents in your family, they tear it to pieces. And anyway, why would I take that offer from the person who crashed my business? Who are you?
Demolish all the walls that get in the way of trust. Pull back the weeds and smooth out the fuss. And when our field is empty, and we think all is clear, up comes a memory to reintroduce our fear.
That's all very well, Mayor Patrick Stevens. Are you still there? Good. Because you need to remember who your friends are and how you got to where you are. Ain't all lunches, yachting holidays and beautiful people. And maybe you also need to remember what you used to get up to. You know, I was looking at some interesting film the other day. I assume your silence means you're happy for me to go on. A woman called Jean Z has been taken into custody and she's desperate to keep a child. She needs to be aware that in no uncertain terms of the value of her silence. For all our sakes.
Power is seductive. People are your pawns. Play around with little lies, it's just like watching porn.
Chief Constable, I'll get right to it. We spoke the other day, and I repeat, I cannot have blockaders continually preventing the development of important new industries in our region. There are plenty of legal tools to use to prevent assembly that disrupts daily life. Why are you not using them?
The expansion of weapons manufacture is bound to create some ripples, sir. Surely you're not seriously expecting me to prevent democratic rights to protest?
Ah, bloody ha.
Mr. Mayor,
Since the trafficking discovery, we have been seriously stretched. We cannot spare anyone on gathering intelligence. We are doing everything we can on finding out who is at the very top of this trafficking business.
And are you any nearer, Chief Constable?
That is an operational matter, Mr. Mayor. But the investigation proceeds well. I believe the person we are seeking is well connected politically. To guarantee more effective action, we must have more resources, as I say. I'm sure none of us would want to face the political impact of a public outcry that you were cutting back on the investigation so that a few weapons factories had improved security. People will see that as a definite betrayal.
I can see that. I will have the head of finance contact you and sort something.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would be grateful. The point is, as I'm sure you know, the blockaders are a serious threat to law and order and the reputation of the police force.
And not just to law and order. Serious investments are under threat. We must get some breakthroughs soon to prevent this disruption.
As it happens, I found out this morning that a key activist is on remand. She says she has a cell with our trafficking friend who might well be persuaded to do a bit of snooping on our behalf.
Our trafficking friend? Ah, yes, her daughter, I hear, may be brought into our ambit of care. Let's all hope that is a persuasive stick. Of course, we cannot be seen to be lenient.
Mr. Mayor, I can assure you that whatever the inducements, the likelihood of them coming to reality is near zero. Things just get lost in the system. She's on remand and will remain so until her trial, which could be a long time, if we so choose.
The ruling class have wars they must fight. They say the nation is the thing you must love. Your blood is the water for their magic money tree. Their hands are a prison for your dove.
I'll just be outside, Detective Inspector.
What is it now? I don't know, no Jimmy, whatever his name is.
And I thought you'd be pleased to see me, Jean.
About as pleased as a dog's arse with a worm crawling up it.
Not bad in the scheme of things. Here, some chocolate seems to go so far back. So, Jean, trafficking girls, that's a bit dirty even for you. It is a long, long stretch, Jean. How does it feel to know that when you get out, your daughter will be grown up enough to be in the nick herself? No need to reply, Jean. We certainly don't want the effort of transcribing what you have to say. In fact, we're not really interested at all. But maybe you can do us a slightly different favour. One definitely in your skill set. Try and get friendly with lovely Anna. You have a wonderful history of impersonating being a friend to a woman. So why not be impersonate being hers? And then you can tell us what she has to say. I think your daughter is with your mum, but of course, social services can always take a little bit more interest.
She's with me, Mum. Oh, fucking useless bitch. You really do want to get social involved. Even they'd be better than that treacherous bitch.
Really? I wouldn't have thought you'd want that, Jean. After all, I mean, look at what happened to you. I want names, Jean. Names in detail. And like you say, your cellmate did crash your business. Maybe you can help us quick and get your daughter away from your mum's clutches. Eh, Jean? We have 1 week. See ya.
How do I know you'll keep your word?
How can we be so many people inside the mind of one? Who will win the battle when all is said and done? What do others know of who we really are? Mostly we're like a land seen from afar.
Why have I not been contacted by my lawyer? Or any of the others? Have they forgotten about me? Nothing outside the prison for ages. Petra's been moved on somewhere else, so I have nowhere to be with apart from Jean. And that's like being with a viper. Every day, a spiteful spitting for breakfast, lunch and tea. Locked away for 22 hours a day. How can I keep focus on what is important? Got to make things better, otherwise I will go mad. Maybe I already am. I feel so pointless now. No idea what is happening. No idea what the next step will be. And only Jean for company, God help me. I wonder now why I ever got involved. It's like the first time the cell door slammed behind me. I will never forget the sound and the emptiness around me and inside. My life altered forever for campaigning against a genocide, for fuck's sake. It felt hopeless then for a while. All those people shouting abuse at us, shaking their fists. "Go into Palestine," they would shout. Why do they miss the point so much? How does Jean miss the point so much? They would want any help they could get if it was happening to them. But they just see brown faces, Muslim faces, not people. But they just hear lies told by the people with money and those white CEOs with prick chubby fingers. And then getting arrested. That cell door sound. That sense no one would ever be there to help. On my own, on another planet. Maybe it has nothing to do with me after all. But when I heard the sounds of the supporters outside, the sun shone inside. Where am I? I love reading this one from Simone. So innocuous, though clearly a message. Shit, that's Jean back. Brace yourself. I'll read this some other time.
You okay? Looking a bit furtive.
There's a lion in the cage.
That's it. Pig and shit, more like.
Thanks very much. What did they grab you out for?
Psycho assessment. Worried I'm going mad and radical locked up with you.
Oh yeah.
Of course I am. Mad. Not radical, that is. How is it that you never, never fucking stop? Palestine this, refugee that, war crime, blah and blah and blah and blah. I reckon you think you're some fucking hero. Trying to save Palestine, are we? All those brown folks to scoop up and cuddle. But what I want to know is, what about me? What about white people here like me? To be honest, I don't think you give a shit. It's your perfect middle class life too boring for you. They had to go and play the hero, trying to save people who don't even know your name. Oh? Hit a nerve there, have we, Anna? I got mine, Anna, and that's it. The only person who ever looks after me is me. My first date in care. Those fuckers. Didn't let me go to the toilet, and so I wet myself. And then I saw Nadine, but I wouldn't melt with her lovely beaded hair. I could see her laughing at me in the corner. Caught me wet legs for a year. No one who was supposed to care gave a shit. Putting care means put in a hole and left to rot unless you can crawl out. One day, she went too far. I scraped her face off with a nail brush. No one bothered me after that, and that was my lesson. And then you come along and crash bang the business that I slugged to start. It wasn't much, I grant you, but getting out of the racket I was in was Everest to me. And now I'm here. It's like Everest again. They won't have me in court for ages. They won't let me see Amelia, and now she's with my mum. How can she look after her granddaughter when she couldn't even look after me? How does that happen? And all this, don't forget the little blue genie is getting on my fucking nerves, and now they're trying to... Now, fuck you, Kerr.
We didn't crash your business, Jean. I can't help it if you do business with arms companies and clean up after him. And it's got nothing to do with boring middle-class life. It's about being there for people abandoned and those who are struggling.
Here we go. It really has hit a nerve. If it's so much about people abandoned, what about people here clawing as hard as they can to stop themselves drowning?
Fuck off, Jean. Eh? If we get let out today, I will crush your pool.
Big if. Breakfast was late. Yeah, have a go on this. Managed to get slipped some blood while I was out. What did you have?
You know me. Weetabix queen. What about you?
Grabbed a bit of bacon. double portion. Swap some baggy with Lolita. She ain't eating anything. Anyway, you're not a match for me at pool. Plus, we won't be let out, so we'll have to play in our heads.
Okay, you go.
Amazing break. Yellow ball, down with the one over centre pocket. Easy in.
But you hit too hard, and an off. I get two shots. One in and nice safety.
Good try, but I hit a yellow one over the bottom left pocket.
As if. You cannot keep me out. I chase the ball down the bottom cushion and use your yellow to cannon in, finish by tucking the white into the pack.
Yeah, it's a puzzle. But here comes Zeke the Destroyer. She takes a few skips around the table, cue dragging back and forth in her hand. She sees a shot. She sees glory, fame. No one's done this before. She stands on her tiptoes, a cue hand upright. Cue is vertical and strikes the white perfectly. Pops up above the pack and hits the lonely yellow one on the cushion at just the right angle, which slides along and falls into the pocket. And meanwhile, the cue ball spins back. And
here comes Cynthia and fucks the whole game, grabs my cue and tells me to fuck off.
And off you go, but I come in furious as she'd smash my call to fame. And I get her with a hair grab and a knee in face.
Yeah, and get put in seg again for another 2 weeks.
Seg would be better than sharing with you.
Well, I would do the hair grab, but it would be like taking a hold of a rat's nest.
Oh, that's a bit scratchy for the eye of everyone, Anna.
Yeah, well, can't keep blood on it always.
Who is Simone?
How?
You've been talking in your sleep.
Oh. What else?
Do you fuck? She's probably curled up with someone else right now, being Sunday. That's how it is in life.
Well, piss off, Jean. She's a comrade. Amazing person. Even you would like her. Haven't heard from her in a while, though. Or maybe they're not letting my mail through. Who knows? She has been...
What? She's been what?
A true friend.
What's that when it's at home?
Someone who finds the time for me when I need it. And being so clear when we are taking action, even if it feels messy to me. And she's a fucking warrior.
What? Like MMA?
No idea. Tactics? Keeping people together. You know once. We were facing some racists out by one of those hotels, but it seemed like it was all going to crash around us. She organised us into groups. Come on, she said, six in each group. Triangle, one, two, three. Keep with each other, she said. Be responsible for each other, she said. She was at the pinnacle of our triangle, and we split the bastards in two. We called ourselves the Lilies. We stood proud. Don't know why I'm telling you all this. What do you get?
Didn't have you down as a street fighter.
Nor did I.
But what do you get out of it?
I tell you, Jean, it's exciting, thrilling. You know you're standing up for people when you're in danger with your closest friends. Anyway, I'm not the criminal here. It's those who are killing children. It's those who are occupying a country who are the criminals. And I get comfort inside me that what I've done, what I hope other people would do for my children, what I bet you hope they would do for Amelia. Wouldn't you?
I guess.
Of course you would. And these people we defend at hotels, they get the blame for everything. Whereas in truth, nothing. Nothing. As a result of being a refugee was their fault. Not the fact that there are not enough houses, or jobs, or buses, or trains, or GP appointments. And when that's over, you know some people have your back no matter what. That they won't betray you, snitch on you, or ditch you. This is the hot water bottle that never gets cold. Just now, of course, we're not hearing from Simone with no one outside the prison chanting for me. I know you hate it. This bottle feels cold.
The day before I went into care, my mum, stupid bitch, said, coming along, darling. She left me some crisps and a Coke and a telly and didn't come back for days. I was found wandering around with... Never mind. I cannot believe how they've cleared her to have Amelia. Look, the point is, I've never had anyone for me. Not really. Jimmy comes along when I'm out of care and gives it all the big I am and jewellery, and off I am into his cunning web of deceit and head fucks. It's all I know. Must be nice to have people singing outside for you, except it's horrible when they don't come back. And that's why you shouldn't trust anyone. They let you down. People like me, we don't have a home. We don't have our people. We have I, is all. And that's good, because then I can do what I want, not answerable to anyone.
Now you have Amelia. Can you do what you want? And would you want to? Doesn't she feed you love just as much as you feed her her best meal? And don't you feel even a glimpse of joy each time you play together and laugh? She is home and she will only let you down if you let her down. And that's all the same with Dix. It takes more because trust is hard, because they tell us we are different, that we are the cause of each other's problems. But the more we do together, the stronger the glue is in.
Oh, I can't bear for it to be so fucked up. I'm away just like my mum went away from me. I now should be wearing away into Amelia's life. Oh, I've got to see her. Why wouldn't they let me see her? You know, the best time to sing with her, anything, we'd just sing it. I'd choose a song and then she would. Her best was something she sang at nursery. There was this song they'd sing, naming all the children in the room, and we'd just sing it. And when we sang it, as it was just us two, we'd use the dolls and teddies as names. Amelia, Amelia, it's a lovely day. Jean, Jean, come and out to play. Roger, put your coat on. Lyra, tie your shoes on, because we're all going for a picnic.
Lyra? She was in the nursery?
No, you dumb fuck. She was the name of one of the dolls. You know, Dark Materials.
I loved those books. I wouldn't have had you down as a...
And you're not a street fighter. Just because I fucked for a living doesn't mean I can't read. Anyway, Mrs. Coulter reminded me of my mum. Oh, I cannot have her in Amelia's life. Maybe I shouldn't be in Amelia's life either. Some mum ends up in the nick on fucking trafficking charges.
Don't say that, Jean. You survived so much. You will survive this too. We will survive.
Yeah. You're right. I have survived a lot. I will fucking survive. What are you doing? Or else they'll cut me loose. Oh, can you do that, Anna? Can you help me?
God, Jean. How can you say that? How can you ask that? What was all that back then? You're listening along, telling stories from our past. Was any of it real?
Yeah, of course it was. I felt connected, that's why.
Why what? Have you any idea what you've asked me to do? And for what? Do you think these people are your friends? What guarantees do you have? If I can betray my friends, my comrades, people I've worked with for years, who I love, what makes you think the coppers won't so easily betray you?
Friends? Where are they, Anna? They haven't been here for ages. I saw you snooping over your love letters. When did we last hear your friends outside? They've left you, Anna. It's just you on your own. Just you on your own. Like I said, everyone lets you down. But we're here together.
Here together? No. We are not here together.
We've just had like 2 hours really close. I've never ever talked to someone like I just did with you. We have something. You told me you care. You can make a difference to my life, Amelia's life. Just a child, right now, right here.
Yes, I do care. I'm in here because I care. You're in here because you're fucked up.
Oh, you care. Easy to care when the people you're banging on about are thousands of miles away. If you want to play a white fucking saviour, save me, right here, right now.
Don't start with that fucking racist shit again. The only people who benefit from that dribble are rich, white men. I don't think you care about anyone, including Amelia. You should lose her. You are a shit mum. No, I'm not on my own. You have no idea of community, of working with people to bring about change for them.
But better. Community? Which planet are you on? There's nothing you can do for Palestine here. Who's listening? Where the fuck are your friends? And what do you know about being a mum? What choices have I ever had? My life controlled on some man's fucking merry-go-round.
We always have choices. Maybe not the ones you want. And right now, you have to decide who you throw your lot in with.
Jones, come with me. Lawyer's here.
Yes, Gov.
Fuck you, Anna. You don't know shit. What on earth just happened? That whole thing about being together. Can that be true? And if it is, what have I just asked you to do? What have I just thrown away? Oh, we were having fun and then... Oh, why do I always ruin something? Maybe she's right. I'll ruin Amelia. Maybe she is better off without me. With me than Nick and her with some nice, normal family. Sometimes it seems like Anna is possibly the only person around here who could be my friend. How could I betray her? And perhaps I can be a bit like her, connected to others and valued, and maybe she is right. Maybe coppers won't keep their word. Oh, just pull yourself together, Jean, and stuff that white saviour on her. Not heard from Simone? What's she hiding? Let's find out. Dearest Anna. Yeah. She's fucking someone else, all right. Boring. Eh? Hang on. She's underlined stuff on this. How stupid can you get? The lilies are out. They'll be everywhere soon. Oh, I love lilies. How they stand proud, filling the air with their truth. My guess is that they will be everywhere by the end of the month before they go into hiding. Maybe I will get to see Amelia soon after all.
Seat, DI's here. Come on, let's go.
If life is not a circle, there is more than one side. Which side are you on, sister? Which side are you on? A child wants to trust you, and a feeling burns inside. Which side are you on, sister? Which side are you on?
Afternoon, Jean. All the shouts of keeping your lips shut don't apply in this room, Jean. We're not interested in the trafficking. We have yet, and our most esteemed chief seems to think that's enough. How does that feel?
About as nice as your breath close up from what one of the girls just told me.
It's of course a lie, Jean. You both know that.
Yeah, you and Prince Andrew both.
If you were to provide us with some valuable information about the oh-so-worthy Anna, then you might be going out to play with your beautiful daughter sooner than you think. And that's about as simple as it gets, Jean.
Oh, what guarantees do I get?
No guarantees, Jean. Nothing official. But sometimes we find that in spite of our best efforts, there's just not enough evidence to pursue a case.
I think you're going to have to do better than that. Anna's a middle-class nutter, but snitching is a big deal. You know what I'm saying? And anyway, she's my friend.
Friend? I don't think my mind went away with that, Bob Jean. I'm seeing you as a sentimental sort, unless you're playing with me.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd like to hear that. Wouldn't be the first time either, from what I hear. Prison warders making themselves scarce, are they?
Enough messing about. You have no friends here, Jean. But like me, you have a life to lead. Maybe one on the outside. Seems you've been able to cozy up to your friend, Anna. So just tell me, what have you found out?
If I can betray my friends, my comrades, people I have worked with for years, who I love, what makes you think the coppers won't so easily betray me? I can betray my friends, my comrades, people I have worked with for years, who I love, what makes you think the coppers won't so easily betray you?
Yes, my friend Anna. Found out quite a bit you'll find surprising about hanging out with lilies.
Life is a line in the sand. You can walk on either side. Is there a friend in the distance whom you would like to walk beside? Are they a giant best avoided, marble white and blue eyed? Is their life abhorrent, something you cannot abide? And surely family must come first, but only you decide.
About the play, if you like to. Thank you very much.